WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up. Today we're diving into something seriously crucial, letting go of negativity. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We all have those thoughts, those feelings, those experiences that just weigh us down. They can creep in and start whispering doubts, fears, and what-ifs in our ears, making it hard to move forward. But guess what? You don't have to carry that weight. This ain't about ignoring the negativity. It's about learning how to handle it, process it, and ultimately let it go. It's about reclaiming your mental space and creating room for positivity, growth, and all the awesome things life has to offer. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you tap out of negativity and step into a brighter space. First up, awareness is everything. Seriously, before you can start letting go of something, you gotta know what you're dealing with. Pay attention to those thoughts, those feelings. Where do they come from? What triggers them? What are they telling you? Once you have that awareness, you can start to understand the patterns and identify the negativity that's holding you back. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. You wouldn't believe the power of a little friendly debate with your own mind. When a negative thought pops up, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? What evidence supports this thought? Often, we find that our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or past experiences that don't necessarily apply to the present moment. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. This one's a game changer. Be kind to yourself, seriously. Everyone has those moments of doubt and negativity. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to have off days. Just don't let those negative thoughts define you or your entire experience. Now, let's talk about action. Sometimes, just sitting with negativity can feel overwhelming, but remember, you have the power to choose your response. Instead of dwelling on the negative, focus on taking positive actions. Even small steps can make a big difference. Set goals, pursue hobbies, spend time with loved ones, engage in activities that bring you joy. Anything that helps shift your focus away from negativity and towards something more fulfilling. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins. Big or small, every step forward deserves recognition. Acknowledging your progress, no matter how incremental, helps build momentum and keeps you motivated on the journey to letting go of negativity. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly start comparing yourself to others? It's like a black hole sucking you in with all its perceived perfection. But here's the truth. Those carefully curated feeds only show a tiny fraction of someone's life. You're not seeing the struggles, the doubts, the messy moments that everyone experiences. So, next time you find yourself comparing yourself to others, take a deep breath and remember that social media is often just a highlight reel. Focus on your own journey, your own unique path, and celebrate the amazing things you're already accomplishing. Let's rewind for a sec and recap. We talked about awareness, recognizing those negative thoughts and feelings. We challenged them, asked ourselves if they were truly accurate, and looked for alternative perspectives. We embraced self-compassion, treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, just like we would a friend. We took action, focused on positive activities, and celebrated our wins, no matter how small. And remember, don't compare your journey to someone else's highlight reel. So, what are you waiting for? take that first step towards letting go of negativity. Start by acknowledging those thoughts, challenging them, practicing self-compassion, taking action, and celebrating your victories. Remember, you're in control of your mental space. Create a positive environment where you can thrive. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from this message. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let me know on social media what strategies you're using to tap out of negativity. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.